Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 54 of Chimp Out Radio, the Leftovers 2011 edition. I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. Tonight is a special Leftovers edition of Chimp Out Radio, where we take the little bits and pieces that didn't fit into the original programming and recycle them for you. And we're going to hear from a lot of people that were on the show in the past. We're going to hear from Nignog and her daughter, Whitey's Fed Up, Mrs. Whitey's Fed Up, Black Meatball 84, More Miserable Crap, Reformed, a whole bunch of people. Stinky Nix is going to be here. We're going to have a lot of fun. Even Bluntress is going to stop by with her nigglets. So sit back and relax, because one full hour of Chimp Out Radio starts now.
Hello.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it sound?
It sounds really good. You sound awesome.
Oh, good. This new headset, it costs a little bit more, but it seems to be much higher quality.
Yeah, absolutely. You sound fantastic. I'm glad you did that. So why did you go through three of them?
I mean, they're $45. I mean, they're Logitech USB headsets. Right. And I thought that they worked all right. And then the microphones kept shorting out.
Weird.
Yeah, for no reason.
Maybe they have a built-in sensor that every time it hears the word nigger, it just gets a little bit hotter.
It shorts out.
And it shorts out after you say it like 100 times.
It's only a 99 nigger headset.
You got to buy the expansion pack for more niggers. That's where they get you.
All right, I think I got all three. It's my first ever Skype call. Welcome to the 21st century, right?
Yeah, welcome to the future.
And we're just going to use this to talk about niggers. Wow.
Yeah.
We've come a long way as a civilization. We're using technologies to talk about fucking antiquated farm equipment and the problems it's still causing.
Right. Can't you just, like, give one nigglet to the one parent and one to the other, and then they can share the third one?
Oh, because you know there's going to be a third one. They only birth two, but she'll probably be pregnant again in a couple of months.
Well, no, I mean that their young children are going to give birth.
Oh, you mean the nigglets are grandkids?
Sure.
I don't know, man. I don't know how you can enforce child support on an 8-year-old. I mean, it's not like...
I don't know.
He could, I don't know, sell his tricycle and his little mini Gat. And or he could make money, I don't know, making his own butt jank.
His first jank him, you know, came out of an 8-year-old.
Ugh. I also traveled to another courthouse, and there's a trial right now that's going on near where I live, that this one nigger did us all a favor and basically bounced a nigglet off the interstate at about 75 miles an hour, and he took it from his amazingly shibun wife. I thought, like, all the niggers wanted the white women's, but had a big fight with the shibun, took the nigglet, bounced it off the interstate. And then he decides at one of his hearings, his lawyers are arguing some motion, that he wants to, you know, speak up about his constitutional rights and prima facie case and all that shit. And the judge is like, excuse me, sir, you have a First Amendment right to remain silent. I sure suggest you use it right now. And
yeah.
He's just like, but I just want to be heard and shit. I didn't do this. And he's like, get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Because a judge can throw a defendant out of the courtroom and carry on with the procedure without the defendant there.
Absolutely. If it's not what they call, it's late. I can't think of it. But there are certain critical stages of litigation that a defendant has to be there.
Right.
Usually it's the arraignment, the charges,
yeah.
Trial, change of plea. But if it's just some, you know, basic procedural or motions or something like that, that's what you have the lawyers for. Your job is to sit there and shut the fuck up.
Right.
So it's just when I see a nigger with a tampon strapped over his mouth.
Oh, that's because... Yeah, that's because they're either they're mouthing off or they're spitting their vibes or their jankum or whatever the fuck comes out of that filthy sewers of theirs. But, you know, they'll just tell them to shut up. And then if they don't shut up, they'll gag them. Then they'll give them the Hannibal Lecter business. And that's always fun. It's talk about King Kong, you know, and they show the gorilla. He's trapped on the stage in chains and shackles. Just like the press to come around taking photos like it's 1930-something. He's going to bust out of there, climb up the sixth floor with a 40 and a bottle of Jenkin and start rapping.
Okay, I got a news article here.
Okay, what's going on this week in the world of niggers?
Women irate over cost of cigarettes assaults clerk.
Woman, shouldn't that be Nigger Sow.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City police said an assault on a convenience store clerk came after the clerk informed the woman that a pack of Newport cigarettes was $6.25.
Surprise, surprise. She was getting the Newports.
Police said a woman, a man, and an unidentified juvenile walked into the Goody's convenience store in the 4500 block of Northwest 63rd Street to purchase a pack of cigarettes. According to the police report, the clerk told the group that cigarettes were... That doesn't sound like a cigarette.
Yeah.
This is Wakefield District Housing.
Okay.
And they are niggle. They are proper niggle lovers. So, we might get a good response.
Let's find out.
Sure thing.
Second District, how can I help?
Hello there, love. I'd like to apply for public housing, please. How would I do that?
Are you not on a list of ours? Have you not filled an application form in?
Would it be possible just to maybe come in and I work on that? So would I be able just to rent one, come in and just rent one off you?
You've got to fill a form in first off and then start bidding for them.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
So do you want me to send you a form?
Well, do you have any areas that are not full of niggers?
I don't think I'm in a position to actually answer that question. If you'd like to actually say yes or no to the form you need filling in.
Yeah, just generally, like, I don't want to move to an area where there's any blacks.
But I think you might struggle in most areas, wouldn't you, with that?
Oh, probably best go back up north then. Never mind, then I'll try another country. Bye.
All right, bye.
Never mind, I'll try another country. okay.
Oh, dear. Dearie me.
Well, you know, it makes them easier. You know, it's easy enough to tell a nigger by the way they look. And if you can't see them, it's easy enough to tell by what their fucking name is. You don't ever see a nigger named Joshua.
No. They don't like biblical names.
No.
It burns their skin.
It burns their lips when they say it.
Yeah, it does.
I can't get over the fact how the media has hid this ghetto lobster stuff. I mean, I'd never ever heard of that particular crime until I joined Chimp Out. And now I read about it every week.
Yeah.
If you just ghetto lobster on this forum, it's just hundreds of results.
I know it.
I can't imagine what would happen if a white person microwaved her baby or boiled her baby or threw boiling water on her boyfriend or something. That'd be in the news for half a year.
Well, it's like this Casey Anthony thing. And that even involves niggers, too.
What's the Casey Anthony thing?
There's someone in upstate New York on a murder charge for killing and then burying her kid.
Oh.
While she went and partied with her nigger boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I think part of the prosecution was, like, attacking her character, and they said, like, she was sucking people's dicks to get tattoos or something. It's like...
What, that they don't take cash?
She didn't have her credit card with her.
At the tattoo parlor, we take American Express, Visa, and blowjobs.
MasterCard, masturbation.
They take Fellatio Express. Basically.
The prosecutor's not going to let you pick an all-black jury. He's like, Your Honor, this is kind of the stacking the deck the other way. This isn't OJ. I know you only need to get one person to say not guilty, but, they're not going to – I've never had somebody roll the dice to think that they're just going to get some crazy nigger on the jury that's just going to let them off just because they're black.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Real thrilling shit. I know. Being a lawyer is not the most exciting thing in the world.
Well, there's worse things you could be. You know, you could...
you could work at the jail and have to put up basically being the monkey herder. Holy shit.
Yeah, I had a chance to do that. And, you know, the money wasn't that bad, and it came with really good benefits, but I was like, man, I just don't want to be around niggers.
Right, and one of the things that when I do jail visits, and you pull out the client, they search him. They give him the good search. They cavity search him for it to go in, for it to come out. Yeah. So basically, you'd be sticking your hand up a nigger's asshole 100
right.
times. Yep. For 5 times a week. I don't think there's enough money in the world for me to do that.
Right. When they got to do the sheboons as well.
Oh, God. Yeah, now I have to go. Well, see, now if you're a guy, you're not going to have to deal with that. But that'd be even worse because, I mean, you know, you stick your hand up a nigger's asshole. But if you're a woman, you're going to have to stick it up that, you know, yeah. the asshole.
You might find a mink coat. We did a story last week where this nigger stole a $7,000 mink coat and stuffed it in her front of her underwear, and she was incarcerated, and she like she was there for 3 fucking days, dude, and she had that in her.
Well, I mean, have you seen sheboons? They have massive front butts. They're so fat and disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, you look like you can stuff a small, you know, midget in there, and he could stay there for weeks, you know, without anybody knowing it. You could rent out the space in there between, I mean, not like anybody buy it, but, you know, the maybe, fucking granny panties of these nasty niggers.
Maybe you could get, like, a Section 8 voucher for that.
Oh, God.
And rent it out to another nigger. So
just utterly disgusting. In fact, just today, I had to go down to drop something off, and, like, this one, she had to be about 275, 280 fat rolls everywhere, and it was windy, and she had a loose-fitting muumuu, and a fucking draft caught that the wrong way, and oh my God, if that's Victoria's Secret, she needs to keep it to herself. That was the nastiest thong in the world on that bloodery ass.
Most of the time, you can't even see if they're wearing underwear or not.
Are these things, though, that we really want to think about ever? No. It's just, you know, one of those, your mind just goes there.
Anyway, no. Let's change the subject. That's really nasty.
Uncomfortable pause, right?
Yeah.
China, you at the microwave again? What you doing over there? Nothing.
She would have to get herself pregnant while she's in prison to squeeze out a nigglet and then cook it.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
You know, those freaking nigger security guards, man, they're always all over those fucking jailed sheboons.
I'm sure. So she can open up a little restaurant in there every 9 months.
Suckling nigglet.
Yeah, don't give him any ideas. Holy crap.
You know, like, I think every time we get a high-profile thing like this, we should send them a care package from Chimp Out to the prison. Why not? Send them. There's nothing illegal about that. We'll send them a little care package.
Yeah, I'd go on.
Give her some salt and pepper.
Some Lowry's seasoning salt.
Bring hot sauce.
Maybe some paper towel to put over the nigglet so it doesn't explode in the microwave.
A little babe with a lobster on it.
Yeah. We need to make little Chimp Out brand ghetto lobster bibs.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That would be.
Oh, that'd be good for the grilling season. Put that on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like do that in the Chimp Out store. They have like a bib with a nigglet on it,
yeah.
With a fork, knife in each hand.
Yeah.
Some drawn butter.
Yeah.
This is Mel Patel, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
I'm not sure if you have it, but maybe you could do a piece on Michelle Obongo's lovely trip throughout Africa.
She went to Africa?
To meet Mandela, right?
She did?
Yeah, it was pretty hideous.
I can imagine.
Pretending to read books to little children. Getting fatter by the day. Holy shit. She always wears these long dresses that cover up everything, which is merciful because she's getting fatter by the day.
Well, that
I don't know if somebody gets fat or skinny, but she always does this health food crap, and then she looks like she's gained 40 pounds in the last 2 years.
Ugh.
That last one I saw, she had a fucking she pulled up her ass. It looked like her ass was eating her underwear.
Yeah. Is that the no class one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's wearing like blue shoes and a green outfit.
Damn. Yep. Niggas are gaudy.
Oh, yeah.
And even my stepmom, the libtard, was talking about how awful she looks all the time. She wears stupid crap.
Oh, when she first, when King Nigger first got elected, everybody was calling her Blackie O, like Jackie Onassis.
Yeah.
Oh, she has Blackie nothing O. on Jackie Onassis.
I know.
That's
Blackie
that's right.
O. Ugh. Fatty O. Darky O.
Ah, jeez. I just clicked on the, it says Atlanta Sow officially has world's largest tits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture.
Believe it or not, that's been in the, you know, I guess the areas of gross out porn.
Oh, jeez.
Ugh. You know, fucking wheelbarrow. Disgusting.
Yeah. How can that be a world record, though? Because I see fat nigger bitches like that all the time.
I guess the one with the biggest fat concentration in that area.
Ugh. That is so nasty. Her nipples must be like the size of dinner plates.
Oh, yeah. And the sow's complaining that she couldn't feed her babies.
What?
It was uncomfortable. What, because they had to, like, sit in the next room to fucking drink?
Just hook up a garden hose to each one and
yeah. Do
it that way.
You know, they sell breast milk on eBay.
Oh, please. Do they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man. What the fuck?
You know, it's like, I want to see where it was coming from.
Wow.
The last thing you want is a fucking jug of nigger milk.
But,
I actually had my wife convinced to come talk to you guys.
Oh, we can do that real quick. If she's got a minute, we can talk to her.
Hang on. She's really cool.
Does she listen to the show?
Yeah, because I make her. I'll put it on in the car, and I'm like, shut up, listen.
Oh, jeez.
Here.
Hello, this is Mrs. Whitey's Fed Up.
Well, hello. This is DJ and Justin.
Hi, guys.
Hello. We're glad you agreed to join us. How's everything going?
Just dandy. I want you guys to know my husband is a big fan of CO.
Oh, okay. That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're trying to get to do his own show, but he's kind of shy about that.
You know, he kind of is one of these guys. He's got all these talents, but he chooses to hide them very, very well.
That's funny, because I'm the opposite. I have no talent, but I have no problem sharing that with the world. Every day.
So, you guys did the top 10 tonight?
Yeah, we did the top 10, and we wanted to get you on the air. And, you know, I'm just curious, you know, do you listen to the show?
Yes, I do, mainly on our trips up to Tahoe.
Does he put it in the stereo and make you listen to it?
Well, I'm really, really lucky. I have one of those iPod adapters, and so he hooks his iPod to my car stereo, which has a really, really great sound system, and then he cranks it up. He's like, listen, babe, you just gotta hear this.
Okay. Well, okay, if you could hear anything on the show during your next trip to Tahoe, what would you like to hear on Chimp Out Radio?
Nignog and her daughter doing the top 10.
We'll see if we can get that arranged.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimbo Radio.
Reading our top 10 tonight is Nignog and her daughter, Baby Nog. They're with us.
I don't Baby
know what,
Nog?
I don't know what to call you, so I'm going to call you Baby Nog. It's either that or Eggnog. So.
Oh.
Baby
Nog. I don't care. Whichever one.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to take a minute to say that I'm really sorry that I cut you off on the live show when you called in. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, neither did I. It's fine. Okay. I was kind of lost. My mom brought me in and was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, we're glad you're back here. And we're going to do the top 10 with you. And what is this week's top 10 list?
This week's top 10 topic is top 10 nigger zodiac signs.
All right. So you're going to start us off here. And what is number 10?
Scoliosis.
And Baby Nog, what is number 9?
Leotard.
Number 8.
Aquarium.
That sounds fishy to me. Number number 7.
Taurus, like the car, but with 24-inch rims.
Have you ever seen a black person drive a Taurus?
No, I haven't. I'm not around black people.
Wow, that's great. Your mom's doing an awesome job.
I guess she is doing a good job.
Okay. The reason they don't own Tauruses is because they're too hard to steal. Number 6.
Bust a cap in your corn.
I like Capricorn. Only yes. A lot more violent.
Absolutely.
Number 5.
Cadillac.
Yeah. There's a lot of car themes here tonight, isn't there?
A lot of cars.
Yeah. Number 4.
Cancer on society.
On society. That's about right, too. Yeah. We got to find a cure for that. They're like a melanoma, only they're like a water melanoma.
It's a metastasizing melanoma on top of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Number, what are we on? 3?
3.
Okay. I can't count. I went to public school. Number 3.
Vegetarius.
Vegetarius. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised that niggers aren't vegetarians because, you know, how much they love watermelon.
Yeah, they do love watermelon.
They do. You'd think that would be all they eat, but then again, there's fried chicken, so I guess they're meat eaters.
I guess they just take up the fried chicken places.
Yeah, they do. That's right.
I'm kind of scared to go to KFC sometimes. Like, if I see one, yeah. I just might run.
Yeah, definitely, because they're not safe.
They're not safe. They're... No.
No.
I get scared.
Well, good. Number 2.
My favorite. Gemini so... Hold on. I'll get it. Don't edit me out. Gemini know I'm saying I? Wait, no. I fucked that one up. I mean, only a Negro could probably pronounce this stuff. But Gemini know I'm saying I. No, wait. I got it wrong again. Gemini know I'm saying I.
Yeah, you got it. Gemini.
If you want to edit that.
No way. That's staying in. Gemma Gnome saying I.
Number 2, Gemma Gnome saying I. Okay.
Sounds like a rap chorus.
Yes. Oh, wow. I botched that terribly. That was who put that in there? That's terrible.
I'm going to blame Justin for that.
That's terrible.
Yes.
It was awesome, but terrible.
Okay. Ed, what is the number 1 nigger zodiac sign?
The number 1 N-word zodiac sign is feces.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay, thank you very much, Baby Nog. You
yes,
did an awesome
is.
Job. Yes, you did.
Oh, you are very welcome, DJ.
Aw, thanks.
Aw, shucks.
Okay, run along.
Right, I'm gonna go enjoy my life now.
Okay, that's a great idea.
You are listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin and DJ. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Of course, I haven't had time to play any first-person shooters lately. I've been mainly on World of Warcraft.
Oh, you're a nerd. I'm afraid of World of Warcraft because I know I would just fucking get sucked into it and I would just never leave the house and never bathe. Yeah, I don't get out much now, and I'm pretty smelly, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played it on and off for the last few years, but, you know, I'll leave it alone for a month or two. I made a character named Negar, K-N-E-E-G-A-R.
Yeah, Negar.
And I filled up all his inventory slots with watermelon and things that look like fried chicken. And I walk around saying the most idiotic nigger shit, and nobody messes with me because they think I'm a real nigger. I mean, yo, I be's looking for crack. Anybody got crack? And you can shout to the whole area.
Yeah.
And they humor you because they don't know. They're so afraid of being labeled racist.
Yeah.
That's funny. I've been thinking about doing some prank calls as a nigger to other niggers just to see how long I can carry it on.
Well, that raid one night that we did was like that.
They're all raids that we do are like that. Which one is this?
But we were too niggery even for the niggers.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
They thought it was hilarious at first, and they're like, dude, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they start sounding all, you know, magic niggery and such.
Yeah, we turned them white. That raid was so successful, all the niggers became white.
Because they got so pale.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't know how to react.
We scared the spook right out of them. I think what finally made him log off was I said something like, yo, I just got out of the county pen, and I went and my wife's breath smelled like my brother's cum. And it was like, jeez, oh, dude, oh. And then the room was empty. It was like, DJ was like, we win!
Yeah, we got every single nigger so grossed out that they left. We owned it. Literally owned it. There was nobody left in there but us.
That's like making a buzzard puke.
Yeah.
It's a real accomplishment.
Yeah.
I was unaware niggers could get grossed out by anything.
Oh, I wasn't either until I met Justin.
I figure niggers would get grossed out by, like, fruit and vegetables and healthy stuff.
Well, yeah.
Job applications.
Soap and water. Yeah, they don't like that stuff.
Well, you know, I keep hearing this. It's a reoccurring news story. It's happened at three different occasions in the last, I guess, since 2009. A nigger will go in, be handed a job application, fill out its name and its phone number and address, and then chimp out and rob the place.
Yeah.
I guess the job application has it just sends their primitive brain into like a complete cat 5 chimp out mode.
The inner chimp, yeah.
Yeah, that was the nigger that applied for a job at the Subway, then robbed somebody right out front of it.
Oh, that story. I remember that.
Yeah.
And there was one that walked into a bank, started filling out an application, and then pulled out a gun and left the application sitting on the counter with all this information on it.
They always do that.
You know, you read these, what's it called, the Darwin Awards? Or
yeah.
World's Stupidest Criminals?
Yeah.
Where they fill out they write the hold up note on the back of their welfare check, and the welfare check's for more than they got from the robbery.
That is so stupid.
Niggers, what can we say about them?
All kinds of shit.
Yeah,
been doing it since like 9 o'clock.
Got a whole website dedicated to it.
That's right.
Well, this shit writes itself.
Yeah, it does.
We just report the facts, and they're fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I think when niggers aren't, you know, madicking white women and, you know, killing all the humans and stuff, they're pretty hilarious.
That's true.
Especially when they chimp on each other.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's just gold right there.
There's a whole thread devoted to uppity nigger bitches getting tased.
Really?
And I was watching. It was like 3 or 4 of them, and they are hilarious. The sounds that they make as soon as the prongs hit.
Yeah.
We need to record that.
Okay.
Or, you know, just, it's like, what, good 10 or 15 seconds of, oh, Lordy.
Maybe we could set it to music.
Yeah. Put a beat to it.
Mix it in with a Crazy Train.
Yeah.
All aboard! Jigaboo boo!
Hello? Oh! 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 Oh!
Stay down, ma'am. You are on your arrest, ma'am, for disobedience to a police officer. Just put your hands behind your back, ma'am. I'm giving you a lawful order. Put your hands behind your back, ma'am.
Tasing. But that's how it goes. Millions of niggers living as fools. Sometimes when I'm up late, I log into YouTube and laugh at their face. Jigaboo's not healing. That's a bitter shame. I'm gonna hit rewind and watch it again. I'm gonna hit rewind and watch it again. That's right. Niggers for breaking the rules. The human's position to rule and control. That's why we chase them for the stuff that they stole. Jigaboo's still screaming, driving me insane. I'm gonna hit rewind. I'm gonna hit rewind and watch it again. I know that things are going wrong for Niggs. They just won't listen to my words. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get out of the car now.
She can hear him now.
Put your cigarette up. Put your phone up.
The effects of 50,000 volts, 50,000 volts, 50,000.
That's what we've been called. But laughing at niggers is a full-time job. Chasing, they just cannot bear. Living with niggers, that just isn't fair. Jigaboo's not healing. Who and what? Did niggers ever invent the wheel?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, they still don't have them. And whatever Whitey gives them, when that wheel breaks, that's it.
Yeah.
That wheel's gone.
Can't put another one on.
Nope. So then they have another nigger hold the axle and run along with it. No, they're not even in the Stone Age.
No, they're not.
They're in the Dirt Age.
Yeah, what comes before Stone Age?
Feces.
Flinging poop age. What comes before stone? What do you do before stone?
Well, they make their mud, their shit hut.
Mud age.
Yeah.
Wow.
They cover themselves in animal feces and urine.
They do. That's their technology.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, splitting atoms with supercomputers and exploring space.
And we're the dumbs.
Yeah, we're dumb.
You dumb cracker, you're just jealous of our shit hut.
You're jealous because we can dance. Yeah, that's right, nigger.
That's all you got.
We're jealous of your dance. Yeah, I've had nothing but niggers applying for this vacancy I have in a rental.
Ugh.
It never stops. I stopped advertising in Craigslist, and these are just niggers that drive by. It's a neighborhood that was all whites, and then it started to get kind of trashy, and then the Mexicans moved in, and all the niggers left. But now the Mexicans are moving out, and the niggers are reclaiming it, and it's just going to hell. And I just can't fucking rent to a nigger.
No. No, it's counterproductive.
Yeah. Although, there is a Section 8 nigger, Jesus nigger. She's a... what do you call it? She's a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she's got a Section 8 voucher. She wanted to move there. She wants to move there because she has a 6-year-old daughter who is getting humped. These are her words. She has a 6-year-old daughter that was getting humped by an 8-year-old nigger.
Well, that's pretty normal.
Yeah, it is normal. But she couldn't take it. And they were selling drugs and stuff in the playground.
8-year-olds?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the 6-year-old, is it pregnant?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get another bedroom for the new nigglet coming on.
Yeah, yeah. Because when she turns 7, she's going to have her first baby.
Be a grandma by 12.
Yeah. Right.
And, but I'll fuck with niggers.
Yeah.
And, like, one of them, the other day I was coming back from the bank, and I'm driving, my truck's got a really loud horn. I want to get those train horns in there.
Yeah.
But my car is still fucking loud as hell. And I'm coming up around the curb and leaving the cafeteria restaurant was this nigger holding 3 styrofoam boxes on the side of the road. And he was walking along the side of the road. And I came up right behind him real quiet.
Yeah. Nice.
Dropped 2 of them right in the grass, right in the dirt. And I sped off. It was awesome.
Yeah, maybe that's why they call us honkies.
I never thought of that.
Well, you're an honorary honky there, Justin.
Better than a cracker.
Yeah.
Better than a cracker.
Yeah. Yeah, I had this, what was I driving? I think it was like a minivan I think it was my old pickup truck where, you know, there's that little hose that brings the windshield wiper fluid up to,
right.
You know? Yeah, well, it came unplugged and it just sort of like pointed out the passenger side to the side of the road that's on the right, you know, as you're driving. And I noticed that I was probably like, I don't know, like 20 years old or whatever. And I noticed that if I hit that little button that's supposed to bring the washing fluid to the thing, it would actually squirt people on the side of the road. And I got good at it. I could hit anybody at any speed. And I would always look into my rearview mirror to see their reaction.
Doing drive-bys.
Yeah, I was doing drive-bys. And, of course, it was harmless. It was just, you know, fluid. But if I still had that vehicle today, I think I would put holy water in it and squirt niggers.
That would be a perfect idea. Yeah. They melt.
Yeah, see if they melt, you know.
Soap and water.
That would probably have the same effect, yeah. But with a lot less screaming.
Chimpout Radio.
With DJ.
And Justin.
Waking up the world.
One lip dog.
At a time.
Wow. One thing a nigger cannot resist is attention, no matter negative, positive, it doesn't matter.
I know.
If they're invited to a Klan rally to wear a monkey costume, they'll do it.
They don't have to put a costume on.
Good point.
Save changes. Here we go. Now my YouTube avatar is that bitch that was fucking with Justin.
Sweet.
God, I wish I could make it bigger.
That's what she said.
No.
So, Blundress, yeah, we want you to read the top 10 for us tonight.
Okay. So you have to give me the top 10 for me to read.
Mommy,
the
top 10. Well,
Justin's going to put it in the Skype box so that you can read it.
I like pie.
Or Tyrone can read it.
I like turtles.
Sure you do.
I want both.
Shrimp scampi, boiled shrimp, baked shrimp.
Lobster.
Shrimp. Guys... Look at this.
Shrimp kebab.
Shrimp on a boat. Shrimp toddlers. Shrimp. Shrimp burgers. Shrimp salad.
Shrimp booty.
Shrimp tequilas.
Shrimp booty.
Shrimp.
Shrimp booty.
Shrimp.
Booty.
I got hemorrhoids.
Shrimp booty and hemorrhoids.
I got shrimp booty hemorrhoids.
I know that's awesome.
What are you showing us now? That's your life savings? What is that?
Yes, it is. This is, these are euros.
Oh, okay.
Is that how you roll?
That's how you roll, dog. Does the government pay you in German currency? You got gas, okay. Are you going to fart? Hey, maybe we can do some prank calls. UK's not online. No, he's already in bed.
Yeah, because they're 6 hours ahead of us.
I did talk to him this afternoon. Oh, it was really funny, man. Went home on my lunch break today, and he happened to be on Skype, and he was sending me a file. And when I went back to work, I didn't hang up the call, and neither did he.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came back 3 hours later, I came in the door, and I heard this weird noise in my house, like somebody going, bah! And I flipped out, and it turns out it was UK was still on there,
mm-hmm.
and he heard the noise of me opening my door through uh-huh. Skype, and it scared the piss out of him. And he went, ah!
That's funny.
Which in turn scared me. So, yeah, we laughed for a long time about that.
That's hilarious.
I know. It's almost like an Abbott and Costello thing where they scare each other and go, ah! Okay, I just got a warning from Skype. It says, high sound coming from the speakers. I don't know why.
I didn't fart.
This is Black Metal 84. When I'm not finding disgusting pictures on the internet and posting them on the forums, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Justin.
There was this TV show, I guess it's Thirsty Traveler.
Yeah.
And this guy goes around and drinks around the world. And he went to South Africa, went to a bar full of niggers, looked like a mud hut.
Jeez.
And he's drinking their fucking jenkum. They make it on the back porch of the bar.
Oh, jeez.
And they throw in bananas in there and shit out of the garbage can, and they're stirring it up. And he's surrounded by 50,000 niggers, and he's like, oh, this is good, yeah. I'm like, man, this is the most depressing shit I've ever seen in my life. I was talking to one South African. He said he was walking down the street. A manhole cover shot up in the air with raw sewage fountain.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
Jenkum flows in the streets.
All the niggers rejoice.
It's a nigger paradise.
Yeah.
Are the streets paved with gold? Nope. But there's jenkum aplenty. Perfect.
And I didn't call you guys homos enough.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Hold on 1 second.
Penis. Penis in Justin's mouth. Penis in his ear. Make sure he gets his penis.
Hey, I heard that.
Okay, I'm going.
All right.
Yep, do it.
This is Stinky Nicks congratulating Chimp Out Radio on their 50th episode.
Okay. That works.
How does that sound? Is it
awesome.
Good?
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds perfect.
Every time I hear myself, I feel like I just sound twangy as hell. I mean, am I really that bad?
No, you're just used to listening to my Midwestern accent.
But see, to me, you don't have an accent. That's the thing.
I know, I don't.
Yeah, you're just scrubbed out. You're
That's
just
right.
neutral.
Yeah, I am. I'm just like...
And then I hear me, and I'm like... You know, I mean... Okay.
Then, you know what? I'm going to use, like, some hillbilly banjo music in the background for yours. Like the dueling banjo thing.
You would be an ass if you did that.
I did that to Malif when I had that, you know, Rural Britannia song.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's
yeah.
great, wasn't it?
I thought that was funny as hell.
Yeah. Every time he says something, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm the chimp out stereotype of the racist. You know, the big fucking redneck southerner inbred, I guess. You know?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody's
got to be it. We chose you.
I guess so.
Yeah. You know what you can do for me for Christmas? Just say nigger.
Just say it once.
She said it like 10 times.
Wow. In a row?
Yeah.
Nigger, 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 nigger. That's like a catharsis. That's like a fucking therapy right there. Everybody should say nigger 10 times in a row when they first wake up in the morning.
Isn't that when Nancy Reagan said, just say nigger?
Yeah, I think that's what she
said. Oh, that was Dr. Laura, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nigger, 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 nigger.
We got to get her on the show.
Yeah, good luck with that.
What?
She got burned.
Did you guys see the pictures of her naked when she was younger?
Yep. Still ugly.
I keep
thought, I thought she looked good.
Well, yeah.
Big shave.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah.
But I knew who she was already, so it didn't help me any.
I didn't.
Because all I could hear is her. All I could do is hear that voice.
Well, I thought she looked good, so.
Wait a minute. Is that the one where she's wearing the blue jeans and nothing else?
I don't remember that. I do remember she had an incredibly hairy bush.
Okay, no, I didn't see those.
Yeah, you're probably better off.
So apparently there's like multiple copies, multiple versions.
I suppose.
I haven't seen them. I heard she was hairy.
Oh, yeah.
She got like the 70s porno star bush?
Yes, she does.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah. That is great.
Thank God for advancements in razor technology.
Yes. I worked with a guy once in the 80s, and he was all proud of his girlfriend. He was always bragging about her, and we were like, all right, well, take a picture, you know. So he got out his Polaroid camera one day, and he took a picture of her while she was showering. Okay. Now, I'm not exaggerating here, but like, her bush looked like an Amish guy's beard. It was wet, and it went down. Like, it was just like cut off at the end. It was just weird. It was a good 6 inches long, and it looked like ZZ Top.
Oh, man. Put some glasses on it.
Yeah. Hi, this is Thinking Mig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglide.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Intolerant.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks. This is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers. This is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Okay, and we are back, and Justin and I are sitting here talking to more miserable crap. And Justin, you found another news story. What's going on?
Yeah, it's Negris falls into a fountain, and it be Whitey's fault.
Of course.
Yeah. Meet the Fountain Girl. The girl who tumbled into the fountain January 12th at the Berkshire Mall while texting.
What?
It's on YouTube, just if you want to check it out.
There's video of this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you get the security cam of this. This will be good. Oh, it's sweet. You're going to like this.
Okay.
And this nigger is going to sue. Oh, this will be a laugh, right?
And the funniest part of the story is she dropped her cell phone outside of the fountain and another nigger stole it.
And she gets up and I think she's actually going to make another call.
Well, yeah, she's got to call 911.
You ever see the nigger cartoon Boondocks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so there's this one episode where the guy who's supposed to be Onceler's son, he's on his stupid flip phone and doing this shit, and then the other guy says, "Ain't nothing in smart's ever been typed with one's thumbs." And this just goes to prove it. I mean, niggers can barely, you know, grasp a .45 caliber handgun, so they barely have opposable thumbs, and this just proves it.
They should come up with a nigger cell phone that's, you know, like, fit to their little monkey paws.
They can use it with their toes.
Instead of a droid, they can call it the groid.
Oh, that's good. That was a good one right there, man.
Thank you.
Her name is Kathy Cruz Marrero, so it's a spigger, I guess. She works at the mall. She was leaving work and texting a friend from church. Yeah, right. When she toppled into the fountain. And she's not happy.
Yeah, she's not happy because, you know, when she found the water, she became a little bit cleaner.
Exactly. Yeah. I think she's going to sue the mall owners for negligent placement of cleaning facilities.
They should sue her for making the water toxic.
The oil slick.
Oil slick.
Now, this is what she has to say. My issue is, I don't think security was professional because they didn't send anyone to check on me until 20 minutes later, and I had already left. The voices of people laughing as they watch the security video footage can be heard. Kathy says they are our mall security personnel. Instead of laughing, they should have said, "Is she okay?" and been down there to check on me.
Probably send somebody in to check the drains for monkey grease.
That's all I think of.
Yeah, drain that thing and clean it out. They should sue her for the extra cleaning products and work to disinfect that thing.
Can you imagine? Ugh.
I bet you anything, she just staged the whole thing so she could steal some pocket change.
Yeah, she was down. She was holding her breath down there picking up quarters and pennies.
Yeah, so she get on the bus, ride it back to the hood so that she can, you know, go in there and whatever the hell she managed to steal out of the dollar store.
You know, it's a wonder she wasn't made good because you know how rockfish are.
Yeah.
Niggers can't swim.
I know. I mean, it's only about 6 inches of water. But
well, she's not the usual fat Boone. She looks like she may only be 220, 230. So, you know, it's possible that the fat on her stomach might not be enough to keep that big monkey lips out of the water.
Hell, a nigger could drown in a bowl of cornflakes. A fountain's probably pretty dangerous. Now, can you imagine if it had been made good in the fountain? How long would it float there before somebody poked it with a stick?
Yeah. Oh, it'd be kind of like that scene from Caddyshack when they got the candy bar in the pool and it looks like a turd. And everybody flips out and they drain it, and then Randy Quaid comes in there and eats it. Yeah, it's a Tootsie Roll.
It's like the Jaws music.
She just gets up and walks away, and she's going to sue, and then she's going to walk into – see, that's the problem. There's so many – desperate lawyers that don't have a job, and she's going to walk into some nigger attorney's office and got a degree from what people in the business called a third tier or fourth tier toilet law school, and he thinks this is going to be his big break. He's going to get insurance money, and you know, Jesse Jackson is going to come down and make a big, you know, shit fit about this. I like being an attorney, but damn, our business is fucked up.
Says in the wake of the incident, Marrero has lawyered up. The Eagle reports that her attorney plans to conduct an investigation into what happened. The nigger was texting and fell into a fountain. I mean, how much investigation do you really need?
And it's on film. I mean, seriously, what are they going to investigate? Are they going to interview the fountain, you know?
Yeah. Adding insult to injury, Marrero's cell phone, which survived the fountain spill, was stolen as she helped customers in her store last Sunday. And according to Marrero, security wouldn't let her view the surveillance video to see who made off with her phone.
Aw.
Well, that's a real heartbreak, I'm telling you what. Just get another government-issued track phone. I mean, we're paying for all of that shit.
Exactly. Oh, I don't even think the Obama phones are good enough for these niggers.
It's free, ain't it? That's the nigger's favorite word.
Yeah.
And here at Chimp Out, we were lucky enough to do some digging, and we found the actual transcript of the text that she was sending, and it reads as follows. Yo, what's up, dog? Whoa! And then it says splash. So...
And then the next text, which comes from the nigger that stole that phone, he says, yo, what's up, dog? You be holding my shit? I just seen this dumb bitch take a splash into a sudden pop-up water fountain. Be funny as all hell. Where's my shit? I'll catch you on the down low later, homie.
All we need, the only sound effect that video needs is a toilet flushing.
Oh, I lost 4 friends on my Facebook page because of all the Martin Luther King shit that I was doing.
Well, they must not have been very good friends then.
Well, I was trolling this one libtard that I just couldn't fucking stand, and she was the first to go.
That one chick?
Yeah, that one bitch! Oh.
Yeah. She couldn't get over
it. No, she couldn't. And then I started like posting all this true stuff about black invention myths, you know, and every mm-hmm. day I would just put one post up that was the truth about something related to niggers. And she lasted, I think, 8 days into the month, and then she fucking flipped out.
Well, the truth hurts, literally.
Yes, it does. It hurts them because they have to actually face it, and she couldn't face it. She couldn't beat me in a debate. She had nothing to fall back on, so all she could do was just block me out from Facebook, and that was her only option, so she did.
It's the electronic way of going, no.
It is. I can't hear you, blah, 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 blah. It's denial, man. Liberalism is denial.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I argue with people, and I'm very, you know, I argue in a friendly way. I don't get aggressive at all. And they end up agreeing with me and going, yeah, that makes total sense. And I don't try to change their whole outlook on life. Just I go with one topic.
Yeah.
And I get them agreeing with me on one topic. And then I feel like I did a good job. And then I see them the next week all lost.
Yeah, I know.
It's like I never even said a word.
Yep.
So.
That's just the nature of the denial that they have. I mean, they have to. It's like talking to an alcoholic about their problem. They might admit that they have a problem to you, and they might say, "Yeah, you're right. I need to quit." But you see them next week; they're stumbling down the street drunk because they have to come to that conclusion on their own.
Right. Did you see that new thing? I can't remember. I think it's KFC, or they have 2 fried pieces of fried chicken as the bread, and they put meat in the middle and make a sandwich out of it.
And cheese, yeah, I've had that.
Oh my God.
I have too.
It's like $7, and it's, the meat, the 2 pieces of fried chicken serve as the bread, and then there's like the sauce and cheese and other crab meat inside of it, and it's really gross.
That's the verdict, it's gross?
Well, it's good at first, but like by the time you get to the end of it, it's pretty nasty. I remember this was during the summer. We went up there and we stopped at KFC and he ordered one for both of us. I remember exactly his quote. He said, "That is the first and last time I'm ever eating one of those."
So we could chalk that up to his official nigger food.
Yeah.
Only a nigger could eat something like that and enjoy it.
We should encourage that because their eating habits are so unhealthy. I mean, like, niggers only live to be about like 50 anyway.
50, something like that, yeah.
They don't get shot.
That's true.
Yep.
Then it's like, 13?
Probably 10, 11, maybe.
But they live a full life at age 11 because they've already got grandkids.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They start early. Well, hell, most of them don't even make it out of Planned Parenthood.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Chimp Out Radio. Thanks to everybody who took part in the Special Leftovers 2011 edition. And don't forget to tune in 2 weeks from today, where our guests will be reformed. It's going to be a lot of fun, chimpers, so take care of yourselves, be proud, and don't take any shit from any niggers.